I'm Cherie Newman. In 2008, Michael Fitzgerald was a web developer in Missoula who didn't like his job. He was also a writer with an MFA in fiction, but whenever he tried to send his stories out to literary journals, magazines, and potential publishers, he ran into problems.
As a writer sending out work, it was just kind of a jumbled process. Some places accepted email, some places had these expensive enterprise systems, some places had these kind of homemade hacked up forms, some places only accepted mail, and I just thought it was such a disjointed, crappy process, there had to be a better way.
So Fitzgerald and his friend Bruce Tribbenzy, another disgruntled web developer, sat down to talk about starting their own business. That conversation launched Submittable, a Missoula-based company that now has more than 9,000 clients in 35 countries and employs 14 people. Fitzgerald says it wasn't easy getting here.
The very first year, we made $491 for the entire year. And I have a wife and two kids, and my wife's a screenwriter. So it was very, very stressful and lean. And as founders, you did everything. We built the product. We sold the product. We supported the product. I did customer support. We answered customer support calls 24 hours a day.
A third partner, John Brownell, joined the business a few months in, and Submittable is now growing at the rate of adding one new position a month and providing services to a long list of huge organizations.
Customers include CBS, CBC, NPR, pretty much every English department in the country. Submittable allows any organization to accept and review large files and data sets. Examples are producers accepting films, publishers accepting manuscripts, audio producers accepting radio pieces. Originally, we're trying to solve a problem for myself as a writer. How did I get my manuscript in front of the right people? And we started by building something for me. We built essentially an opportunity marketplace where all the publishers would be and all the writers could go. And after 9 months of coding, we hadn't talked to any of the actual publishers. And when we went to talk to them, within minutes, it was obvious that we had built the wrong thing. But during the demos, they really liked this component that would take a Word file and transcode it into a web-friendly version of a Word file so that they could read it in the browser or on their phone or on an iPad. And then they could vote on it and they could annotate it. And we ripped out 90% of the functionality, and we just sold that little widget, the ability to accept a file and then review it in an organization among the staff, share it, collaborate around it. And that piece took off.
But why run a high-tech business from Montana? Wouldn't it be easier to do business from Silicon Valley or New York City? According to Fitzgerald, Montana's people turned out to be the irresistible asset.
We have a very educated population, and we have very personable, nice people. So we early on said, okay, 50% of our product is customer support. Because when was the last time you called a large company and got an awesome, smart person who could fix your problem? And so if you call somebody, even if you're only paying us $14 a month, you get a person, and you also, in my mind, get an awesome person. So we started figuring out what the benefits of doing it in Montana were and doubling down on that. Similarly, I guess the audience can't see this, but in my mind, we're in a great space.
Submittable's workspace is on the third floor of the Florence Building in downtown Missoula. Except for a few glass-walled offices, the 4,000 feet of space they occupy is wide open. Stand-up desks are scattered around at what looks like random intervals and angles. There's a blue bike leaning against a chair sitting near Fitzgerald's desk, which stands in a wide alcove near the entrance.
Like, I can't imagine a better office. And it costs, literally, I know this, it costs 10% of what a square footage costs in San Francisco or in New York. So I can get 10 times the office space in a majestic setting. You know, I'm sitting on sales calls and I'm looking out at the M, and it's an easy place to do business.
But it hasn't always been easy for Michael Fitzgerald and his partners to run an international high-tech business from Montana. Travel, for instance, has been a big challenge.
Our last trip back to New York was a 4-day trip that ended up taking 8 days.
Because of a string of canceled flights. And yet, Fitzgerald sees an upside in all that.
On the other hand, since you can't travel, it really forces you to create a scalable product that doesn't need a traveling sales team.
Perhaps Submittable's success can be traced back to a sign that hangs on a wall just inside the front door of their office space. That sign reads, "Make something people want." In the process of making what Fitzgerald wanted, an easier way to submit his writing to publishers, he and his partners created jobs for themselves, employment opportunities for others, and an exciting new high-tech business in downtown Missoula. You'll find links to Submittable and photos of their unusual workspace at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.